Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
So Bras for the Cause is absolutely upon us here. And
yes.
But it's going to be quite different this year because of the pandemic and all that. You all decided to go online and have it as a virtual event.
Correct. We did. We felt like that with the number of people that come downtown and the fact that part of it takes place inside buildings and that we're so crowded in, particularly for the awards ceremony, we just didn't feel that it was safe to do it, particularly with the cancer survivors that we have that come and just so many people at risk. But we felt like everybody needed a party badly. Mm-hmm. So we decided we would come up with an online event. And I'm really excited about what we've come up with. I think it's going to be really different and really neat.
Now, officially, the event is Thursday evening, October 8th, and of course, it's always on a Thursday evening.
Yes.
But a lot of things are already going on, and in fact, as we speak, the voting on the Artful Bras has already begun.
Online voting has just opened. We're giving it a week this year instead of the usual 2.5 days so that people have more time to get their friends and family to submit votes. And everything is available on our website, which is B4TC. So it's B4TCHuntCounty.com.
I see. We'll repeat that in a moment.
Sure. And you can go there, and there's a place where you can click to vote on the bras, and there's a picture for each bra. If you know the number of your bra, it's easier, but they're all posted on Facebook in larger pictures where you can see the picture, and in some cases there's detailed pictures that we've added. There's even a couple of videos or some things like that.
Wow.
All of that's on Facebook. So that you can see them up close, and then you can go to our website and vote.
Uh-huh. B4TCHuntCounty.com.
Correct.
And you know at this point how many bras you have entered, right?
Yes, and we are thrilled. We really, we were excited if we would have 50, and I can tell you right now that we are over 85.
Gosh.
Yeah.
How many would you normally have, or what's your...
Normally, we would have 125.
Yeah, but still, that's under the circumstances.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think to have that many is just really, really great.
Yeah. And go ahead.
I was going to say, and on the night of the event, what we're going to do that's going to be fun, because the thing that people love so much about Bras for the Cause is just watching all of the people try to get your votes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call shameless campaigning. And we have invited our bra makers to submit a shameless campaigning video that can be up to 2 minutes long where they get to promote their bra in some way.
And we're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville, and we're talking about Bras for the Cause.
And so on the night of the event, on the Bras for the Cause Facebook page, and everything we're doing will take place across Facebook, we will have all of the bras visible in a slideshow, and then we will also have all of these videos for people to see.
I see.
And we'll also have some other videos about Bras for the Cause and just telling some backstories on things that we think are kind of fun.
Uh-huh. And will some of this be live?
It's going to be live. Well, a lot of, obviously the videos we've gotten are recorded.
Yeah.
There will be some live check-ins and things on that.
Yeah.
We've got, because we're actually going to run across 3 different Facebook pages, and the other 2 are going to be live, we decided that let's let one not be.
I see.
And the other 2 we're going to be on is on Land and Winery, on their Facebook page. Bob Landon and I are hosting a talk show called Bras for the Cause tonight.
I see.
And we will have guests there, and Bob has created some boxes of special wines for people who are having watch parties at home. We're encouraging people, get your bubble of friends, go home and get your wine from Landon's if you want. We've worked with some local restaurants that are doing some special menus so you can order food, so you can have a full party and support so many of the people that have supported us over time. And on that one, we'll have the interviews with different people, and then Bob will do virtual wine tastings with a lot of these wines. And then on the Friendly News Facebook page, Dana Cash and Friendly are going to host a music page. music show.
Uh-huh.
So we've got, you know, lots of activities. So what we're figuring is if people think about it in terms of the three different buildings, then they can wander between the buildings and just kind of, you know, get the sense. And except they're virtual buildings on Facebook.
Right.
The event will actually begin on all three Facebook pages at 7 o'clock and will run until 8:30 with its separate programming. And then at that time, all three pages will broadcast the award ceremony, which should take about 30 minutes.
Okay. And, of course, the voting for the bras is $1 a vote.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's how we raise our money. And we're very excited. We've got some bras this year from out of state. And it's been wonderful to see how creative people have gotten with the new rule about, since it's a photograph, that it kind of changes what it has to look like. And they're fabulous.
Do they have to be actual bras, or could they be virtual bras?
They can be virtual.
Okay, right.
And we have some that are just amazing, absolutely amazing.
And we're out of time, but of course, it almost goes without saying this all benefits Hunt Regional Healthcare and cancer patients in Hunt County.
That is correct. All right, good. Every penny stays here.
You bet. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
Thank you.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.